All right, next person we're going to get is Lily, L-I-L-L-I-E, White, W-H-I-T-E. Date of birth is 5/10/50. And the date of visit for all this, folks, is on Saturday, which is November 4th. This is a 73-year-old woman, lives with herself, has granddaughters and great-grandkids that live with her from time to time. She suffers from senile dementia, COPD, heavy smoking, hypertension, DJD, behavioral changes with psychotic disturbance, difficulty sleeping, muscle wasting, and chronic pain. Patient is a heavy smoker, continues to smoke, does not want to quit smoking, period. Patient has lost weight, has had severe weakness and increased bouts of confusion, especially in the month or so preceding this visit, period. She's been eating very little. She's had decreased appetite, weakness, and the family states that her clothes are getting too big for her because she continues to lose weight. She has been on O2 in the past, but she refused to use it because she's a smoker. She has a nebulizer that she uses all the time. Allergy, leave blank. Medication, leave blank. Family history, mom and dad died of cancer, doesn't know why. Social, patient smokes, doesn't drink, has 5 kids. She's single, lives with family. COVID immunization, none. Oh, allergies, drug allergy, sorry. Review of system, weight loss, weakness, increased pain, confusion, mood disturbances, anxiety, chronic back pain at times. She has a hard time getting up and moving around, and decreased appetite and bouts of confusion. An exam, medication, Robaxin 750 QID, Vicodin 5-325 PRN for pain, Procardia 90 milligram once a day, albuterol inhaler. Exam 190 over 80, pulse is 82, respiration rate. And of course, breast, abdomen, neck, no edema. Shows no rash. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting, no edema, except for the left foot. Assessment, 73-year-old woman with confusion, senile dementia, ADL dependency, oriented to person. So, other morbidities include vascular dementia, COPD, so back abuse, anxiety, osteoarthritis, hypertension out of control. Patient, next number. I recommended increasing patients' protein intake via scoops of protein check to the family. Next time her blood pressure needs to be better controlled. Next time the family states that her blood pressure goes up when she gets upset. Next time is bronchial and coarse breath sounds along with wheezing on examination, prompting me to tell the family to use her nebulizer on a regular basis, which she has a tendency not to. She basically does what she wants. If they ask her to do things she doesn't want to do, she gets very anxious and becomes very belligerent, the family tells me, which is consistent with her dementia, of course. Thank you.